Hey, Kelly, calling you back here.
He said the accountant said that the money was pending. Like it was taken out of that whole loan.
For the down payment? It's pending?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, yeah, it should come out, you know, at any moment. What was your concern?
Well, they don't take the money. They just need a check with like a verification saying that. Are they gonna put it back in there? What's how does it work?
No, I mean, I think it's just probably hasn't updated yet. They did the ACH yesterday, and ACH usually takes about 24 to 48 hours to complete. So it sounds like it's just pending right now.
Right, but what I'm asking is, they said that I need my own check, my own business account. So are they gonna put the money back in there?
No, I mean, that's for your down payment, so I think it's just it's probably going to be looked at separately. Whenever I get your loan documents, I'm just going to explain to them that you found a better offer through Capital One Bank, that it was more of a better option for a business bank account for you, and that you changed accounts, and that's basically what I'm going to tell them. But as far as them getting money for the down payment, I mean, it should be a should be a pretty easy explanation of a better offer.
So you don't need the down payment form no more. You just need the other file document, a notary.
Exactly. Yeah. Now we got the down payment.
Bank account number and all that on there.
Exactly. There you go.
Okay, I got you. I opened it up, but it's not active yet. They got to verify, so they're gonna send me an email, and they need my the PDA, whatever the thing is. So I have to send that to them. Once they email me and they'll verify. But I got the account number and route number already for the account.
Okay. Can you actually just have them provide a letter? They should be able to provide a letter of the account that just shows that, the accounting number and routing number.
Okay.
With your name and your company name on there and everything.
Okay. Well, I probably have to wait until I call them back and ask them, but they might not do it until they verify the account.
Okay.
And I'm take two business days.
Okay, ask him for the letter. That way, you know, we can at least have that all in place, and then.
Okay.
That's all we can do.
I called him back and asked him. Yeah, you should be FedEx, because I'm going to print it off. Because I can get these papers notarized. I'm in Oklahoma right now. I can get them notarized here, right? Or do I have to be in Texas?
I think it'd look better if you're in Texas, just because we're trying to do this as. Interstate, you know what I mean? I'd probably wait till you get in Texas.
I thought the notary didn't, like they have the state on there or something.
You know, that's a good question. Let me look at your previous notary and see what they put there. KJ Transportation. Wouldn't think so, you know what I mean? But yeah, it doesn't say. That what? It doesn't say where they're from.
Right, I don't think so. So I can get them notarized here. But I found the place. So
that works.
I'm just waiting on that. I need the UPS label because I feel that I'll have to send it back to get it back to you in the mail today.
Okay, yeah, I emailed you the UPS label, so it should be there. I hit send on the email before it was completed. Well, I don't know. I looked up and it sent it randomly for some reason, but it's there for you, so I just sent it to you.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
You too, buddy. Talk to you soon, Kelly.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
I don't know why my phone called you back. It never hung up, and then it just started ringing.
Okay.
I'll let you go, buddy. I'll hang up for now.
Bye.